It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, November 19th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert with our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week. A lot to plow through today. Topic number 5 today, Shiism. Chinese Communist Party this week, we learned, passed a historical resolution cementing Xi Jinping's status in political history, essentially elevating President Xi to the same level as Mao in Chinese history. He is taking China in a new direction, rejecting the ambitions of the globalists aligned with the World Economic Forum. That doesn't necessarily make him a friend of the United States, but if he can frustrate their ambitions, that's not necessarily a bad thing either. Topic number 4 today, the FBI versus you and me. We learned this week that parents with children enrolled in the school district in Scottsdale, Arizona, the Scottsdale Unified School District, discovered that one of the district's school board members was compiling a dossier and storing information on Google Drive. This information included personal pictures, information on a number of parents who were complaining about mask mandates, critical race theory, and things like that. This personal information included social security numbers, details on a divorce proceeding, financial records, things of that nature, pictures of their children. This is disturbing. But this is only the tip of the iceberg, because this is not just going on in Scottsdale. We also learned this week that the FBI's counterterrorism division is compiling and categorizing threat assessments on parents, including a document that directed FBI personnel to use a specific threat tag to track potential investigations. Now, this is thanks to a whistleblower who provided documentation of this new FBI directive to Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee. And this contradicts sworn testimony to Congress by Attorney General Merrick Garland, who directed the FBI field offices to begin working with local school boards to track pesky parents. Attorney General Garland, frankly, should resign. The political class in Washington, D.C., bottom line, they see you and me as a threat to national security. Topic number 3, Kyle Rittenhouse. As we record this on Thursday afternoon, jury deliberations continue in the trial of 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin, facing a couple counts of murder there. The evidence seems clear if you watched any of the testimony or saw any of the video released. And by the way, it also came out this week that the prosecution withheld high-definition video of the event from the defense team. This is prosecutorial misconduct. Anyway, the evidence seems clear that Rittenhouse was acting in self-defense. So this long deliberation by the jury in the face of what appears to be clear-cut evidence is not a good sign for Rittenhouse. There are reports from inside the courthouse based on guards who are overhearing things that a couple of the jurors are blocking a not guilty verdict because, frankly, they're scared. They can hear the bullhorns of the protesters on the steps of the courthouse inside the courtroom, and the jury members are aware that if they vote to acquit, they may face some very difficult weeks ahead. Now, on Thursday, Judge Bruce Schroeder banned MSNBC from the courthouse after learning that Wednesday night a producer working for MSNBC was stopped by police after running a red light because he was following the jury bus. According to a correspondent for Court TV, who says he doesn't want to defend the practice, it is not uncommon for reporters in prominent cases to follow a bus to try to get a look at jurors' license plates so that they can then contact the jurors after the trial. This is despicable. It should be illegal, because this kind of intimidation would prevent a fair trial. Kyle Rittenhouse's life is already at risk because of left-wing activists. Justice, however, demands a fair trial, demands that juries be protected as well as defendants and witnesses, of course. Society would be better off if trials were not subject to this kind of political pressure and influence inside the courtroom to put innocent people behind bars because it's expedient. Well, I know the kid was innocent, but, you know, I've got a family to protect. Okay, I understand that sentiment. But if that's the direction America is going, then this is not America any longer. Topic number 2 this week, Astroworld. We talked a bit about this. The deadly concert in Houston, rapper Travis Scott which I said eight people earlier this week. Actually, a ninth person has died from injuries sustained at this concert. But interestingly, the mainstream media seems to have finally awakened from its slumber and taken notice of the rather overt demonic and satanic imagery present at this concert, not just Travis Scott concerts, but the music industry has been promoting this for literally decades. It is so overt and open that we in the church ought to be the first ones taking note of this, but generally when we do, mainstream media mocks, but in this case, the Daily Caller, which is conservative, yes, but still a fairly mainstream news outlet, interviewed exorcists from the Roman Catholic Church and other demonology experts to discuss the possible demonic activity or influence at the Travis Scott concert, and I'd say it's about time. Coming up, we've been getting a lot of email over the last few years on the Defender Bible, very popular when it was published. It sold out very quickly, asking us, are you going to republish the Defender Bible? Well, actually, there is a new edition of the Defender Bible. It's, I would say, improved, and I'll tell you how you can get that in just a moment. Also, COVID and possibly the next health scare straight ahead on the Friday Five.
With the official disclosure of UFOs moving full steam ahead, very few will be prepared for what is coming. The answers are now available in Josh Peck's groundbreaking new Skywatch Films documentary DVD, over 10 years in the making, entitled The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy, along with Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose on DVD, Rome and the Star God, and the late Chris Putnam's Vatican presentation on DVD, Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection. Josh Peck's new documentary, The Great Delusion, reveals for the first time why the Vatican is in possession of a telescope named the Lucifer Device, why the ancient and mysterious Anasazi suddenly disappeared from the historic record, how alien abductions might be connected to the sixth chapter of the book of Genesis, whether there is a secret alien-human hybridization program being conducted on Earth right now, if there is a connection between aliens and supernatural entities such as demons and fallen angels, and what we can do to prepare for what's ahead. You'll also see stunning reports on the UFO phenomenon by Dr. Thomas Horn, Josh Peck, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, Nick Pope, Chris Putnam, Chuck Misler, and many more. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose, Rome and the Star God, on DVD. Join Dr. Horn for this incredible expose on how the Vatican is not only willing to accept our alien brothers with open arms, but are actually enabling the arrival of the end-time Star God, the Antichrist. But that's not all. We're also including the late Chris Putnam's shocking presentation entitled Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection on DVD, detailing the Vatican's plans to baptize aliens upon their arrival, and how contemporary societies will soon look to the aliens to be the saviors of humankind. Sold separately, these items have a retail value of $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Prepare for full disclosure with the Great Delusion special offer. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, more on COVID and possibly the next shoe to drop. We learned this week that Germany and Austria are essentially locking down their unvaccinated citizens, 14 million in Germany, about 2 million in Austria. In Germany, the incoming Social Democrat government saying that unvaccinated people will be barred from public transportation and will not be allowed to go to work. This was announced the day after Austria's new lockdowns. Not even making allowances for people who are unvaccinated because they've already recovered from COVID-19 and have natural immunity. Meanwhile, the FDA planning to authorize booster doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for all adults, not just those at high risk. However, the FDA isn't moving quite as quickly on requests for the data that it used to approve the Pfizer vaccine in the first place. The FDA has asked a federal judge for 55 years to review its data before releasing it to the public in its entirety. Now, last November, 1 year ago, When considering Pfizer's request for emergency use authorization, the FDA promised full transparency, dialogue, and efficiency in keeping the public informed about the evaluation of the data. That's from their statement. Full transparency. But the reason the FDA had to ask a federal judge for 55 years to review the data is because a group of 30 professors, academics, and scientists who'd submitted a request for this data through official channels got tired of being stonewalled. And so they filed a lawsuit to compel the FDA to release this data. They asked the court, and I quote, to compel the FDA to produce all documents and data submitted by Pfizer 108 days from today. Why 108 days? Because, as they noted, quote, this 108-day period is the same amount of time it took the FDA to review the responsive documents for the far more intricate task of licensing Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine, end quote. And the FDA said, we can't do it that quickly. We'll have to, we'll get back to us in 2076. Are you serious? Everyone who cares will likely be dead by 2076, which is exactly the point. Not coincidentally, this week, Pfizer announced it had just signed a $5 billion deal with the federal government for 10 million courses of its still experimental antiviral pill. We pay them at the FDA. Another curious thing, given the growing body of evidence that, yes, this virus was engineered in a laboratory, or at least modified in a laboratory, and oh golly gee, the only BSL-4 laboratory in China that works with coronaviruses just happens to be in the same town that's ground zero for this outbreak. You'd think that maybe President Biden would have mentioned this during the virtual summit with President Xi this week. But you'd think wrong. Yes, the Chinese government has lied and hidden information about this outbreak from day one, but our own National Institutes of Health were funding the highly questionable and risky gain-of-function research on bat coronaviruses at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and doing so for years, contrary to Dr. Fauci's sworn testimony to Congress. Do you remember that one of the very first things that Joe Biden did when he assumed the office in January of this year was to shut down the investigation into the origin of the coronavirus? The origin, the investigation that had been begun by former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo? Biden shut it down. But by May, when the media attention on how this virus came to be was too hot to ignore, he ordered his intelligence agencies to prepare a report. But don't take too long about it. And not surprisingly, the intelligence agencies came back and said, well, we may never know where this came from. We can't figure it out. Really? I think all of those zeros to the left of the decimal point, you know, after the dollar sign, connected to what's been going on over the last 18 months. I think that has a lot to do with the conclusion here and the fact that President Biden will never know for sure. Meanwhile, and this is the other shoe, although could be the other shoe, and we pray that it isn't, multiple federal agencies, the FBI, FDA, CDC, looking into the discovery Tuesday night of 15 vials, five labeled smallpox, discovered at a pharmaceutical laboratory outside Philadelphia. 10 of these vials were labeled vaccinia. That's the virus used to make the smallpox vaccine, discovered by a lab worker cleaning out a freezer. This is at a facility owned by Merck, one of the big pharmaceutical companies, in New Wales, Pennsylvania, just outside Philadelphia. This is according to the CDC. Smallpox, you see, was eradicated or declared eradicated back in 1980 after a successful mass vaccination program. 300 million people, 100 million people were killed by smallpox in the 20th century alone. It's only supposed to be stored in two places on the entire planet. And you've already guessed that the Merck laboratory outside Philadelphia is not one of those two places. One is the CDC offices in Atlanta. The other is Vector, the Soviet bioweapons facility in Russia. We're not too crazy about that one either. Again, FBI, CDC investigating Tuesday night's discovery. What is this freezer doing with vials marked smallpox? This is a big deal. One final story. On Thursday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed four bills into law that would limit the impact of federal COVID vaccine mandates within the state of Florida. What's most interesting about this story is that Governor DeSantis signed the bill in the town of Brandon, Florida. That is not a coincidence. Well, mentioned the Skywatch TV Defender Bible. The new edition is actually a hardcover. This is it. They're in at the warehouse right now. And here's how you can get your copy. The Friends of the Children special offer. We are in the process of preparing for a new season of campers at Whispering Ponies Ranch, and Tom Horn is letting his inner grandpa out. He's building a new play area for the foster children at Whispering Ponies Ranch, and we'd like your help to do it because we don't ever want to go into debt for anything that we take on here at Skywatch TV or at Whispering Ponies Ranch. For your donation of at least $300 for this project, you will get a gift box including a Whispering Ponies Ranch calendar, keychain, coffee mug, a camp DVD, and a great music CD by Joe Horn. Joe is a world-class musician. He could be touring the world, but he'd rather be home with Catherine and his kids. So for your donation of at least $300, you get that plus the new Defender Family Bible with the expanded Apocrypha, King James translation, plus the Apocrypha, including the Book of Enoch. But for your donation of $1,000 or more, you get all of that, plus an invitation to attend a taping session at our new studios here at Skywatch TV, an invitation to a special banquet for donors at the 2022 Skywatch TV Defender Conference. Yes, we plan to meet in person next year, and an invitation to tour the ranch in 2022. All of that for your donation. Oh, yes, I almost forgot. Your $300 donation also includes a $100 gift certificate to spend any way you want at the Skywatch TV store. Your $1,000 donation includes a $300 gift certificate to spend any way you want at the store. You can find out more about these offers and how to donate at the website, skywatchtvstore.com, skywatchtvstore.com, or you can call and talk to the nice ladies at the office. They're 844-750-4985. And thank you for your support. You can check out the documentary films produced by Skywatch TV, our new division, skywatchfilms.com. Skywatchfilms.com. All of the documentary films available to rent for 7 days for just, well, $2.95, less than $3. Rent, watch as often as you like for a week for just $3. If you want long-term access, basically permanent access, you can do that too. These films include the brand new documentary by Josh Peck on the UFO disclosure movement, The Great Delusion. Also includes Tom Horn's fantastic presentation from our last virtual conference, The Secret Destiny of America, the symbolism embedded in the art and architecture of the United States Capitol, and those weird symbols on the back of your dollar bill. Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, Belly of the Beast, Inhuman, The Last and Final Phase of Man is Here, next and final phase, that is, and our Wars of the Gods travelogumentaries, the tours of Israel and Sardinia that Sharon and I have taken. We kind of walk you through all of these sites and why they're biblically important. Again, all at skywatchfilms.com and available to rent for 1 week for under $3. Check that out. Moving from virtual conferences back to physical conferences, and I say it's about time. Hear the Watchman, returning to Dallas in March of 2022. Sharon and I will be there along with Dr. Michael Lake, Pastor Paul Begley, Jamie Walden, Dave Hodges from The Common Sense Show, and that's just who's been announced so far. More to be announced. The conference called Eyes to See will be at the Hilton DFW Lakes Conference Center in Grapevine, Texas. That's close to the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport there, March 17th through 20th of 2022. And we'd love to see you there. Save $10 with the early bird discount through the end of this year. You can find out more at hearthewatchmen.com. That's hearthewatchmen.com. Speaking of the children at Whispering Ponies Ranch, Wayne Tesh, founder of Royal Family Kids, is our guest on Skywatch TV this week. Our broadcast show basically spells out for you exactly why we do what we do to support the work at Whispering Ponies Ranch so that Royal Family Kids camps don't have to pay us a dime to bring those children. Wayne Tesh, our guest, you can find the schedule for our broadcast, which tonight goes around the world on Daystar Television. We've got the complete schedule posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. Of course, you set the schedule if you... click the remote on your Roku or Apple. You do have the Skywatch TV app for Roku or Apple TV, don't you? You should. It's free, as is our mobile app, which brings all of our video content right into your smartphone or tablet, along with important news, a schedule of our upcoming events, and more. And again, this is all of our video content, not just the weekly broadcast show, but these daily news updates, Unraveling Revelation, Simply His, Return to Eden, and the Bible's Greatest Mysteries, all right there in your smartphone or tablet. Cast it up to your big screen TV. If you've got a smart TV, probably compatible with Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay, and just a simple matter of tapping a button on your phone or tablet to send the pictures, the video, and the sound up to your big screen TV. This works on Android devices, iOS devices, and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We have links to those app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. What a week it's been. Pray you have a blessed weekend, and thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is the Friday Five from Skywatch TV.